WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
Do it, Chad. Come on. Ready?
It's Sunday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. If you have the Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card rockets like in the Fortnite item shop. Just hashtag Epic Partner. There's Deadpool Wolverine, which we all saw on AEW. We'll talk about that in a half hour or so. And other things with hashtag Epic Partner. Before we get to the introductions, there will be full coverage of AEW All Out live on this stream following this show, as we're going to preview Bash in the Berlin tonight on Wrestle Talk Radio with the one and only intern.
Ayo!
We also have one and only Keishi Matsunaga.
I am not muted anymore.
Hey! And we'll eventually maybe have Tim.
Who may or may not be muted, or may does not have a working mic.
Working
we will find out.
We will find out. But yes, the three of us, at least, will be here covering Bash in Berlin, previewing that, and then talking AEW All In. That was this afternoon. That. Hey, it's better that it's happened then and not now.
Yeah, no, you know what? The one thing about European stuff, and I will say this being on the West Coast, it sucked it started at 8 a.m. It was fantastic it ended at 2. I was just like, oh, okay, I can deal with the ending of it. But having worked the schedule I have this past week, and it's just like, I have to be up at 8. Oh, it hurt a little.
You created that problem.
No, the people who planned the events for my campus created that problem by having stuff the week before classes start.
I did
sign up for it. So it
you
is,
did.
I guess
that's what I'm saying. You did sign up for it. You did create your own headache for the last 4 days or whatever it's been.
Actually, it's been since last Monday. I had an event every day since last Monday, and then I'm got some stuff going on this week as well. So it's going to be a fun 2 weeks here. Yeah.
He is, as we say in the business, a glutton for punishment.
Hashtag no days off.
Hashtag no days off. But live this Saturday on is a premium live event known as Bash in Berlin. And this one will also start at 1 p.m. Eastern.
I can deal with that. Well, I also have Sunday to recover. I have Sunday to recover, so...
That is for sure. It starts at 1 a.m. Eastern with a probably kickoff at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., something like that. Who knows at this point how early they want to start with their kickoff? Probably, I would assume there's an hour kickoff. It's
at least an hour, maybe hour and a half. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll
because for the internationals, yeah. they've done like just a little more than an hour, just, you know, because... The peoples are going to have, you know, chants and stuff, and want to make sure you get in all of your, you know, your video packages and everything.
It usually depends if they send the crew over or not.
That's true. Yeah, if it's the studio show,
it's an hour.
Then it's an hour. Yeah, they're just gonna be like, nope, we don't have. If they're there with the fans, it's like, nope, we're gonna turn this into a big deal.
If they're sending over Jackie Redmond and Big E, yeah,
Big. And Wade.
Wade's going anyway for SmackDown.
They need someone to cover for Pat.
Yeah. Who's covering for Pat tomorrow? That's a good question.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, does what's his name start there on Monday?
No. He starts beginning of September. Oh. He starts the following week.
They may pull Corey.
Yeah.
Corey's usually the go-to of like we need a filler. Boom.
Right, someone has to fill that spot because Cole's going to SmackDown when they move to USA. So someone's going to have to fill that spot.
I mean, it's not like a big surprise that Pat McAfee disappears for football season.
Yeah,
we all know it's coming. Maybe this is the chance who knows? You know what'd be funny? What if it is Big E?
Ooh,
because he's been doing the. The panels, all, I don't you know.
I don't know.
Because here's the thing: is he can provide color, and Tessitore can do.
But here's the
play-by-play.
He could, but I wouldn't want two people who've never done it together.
No,
that's true.
Also, Big E on the same show as New Day, probably not the.
I was just about to say
best idea, especially since you're trying to get the other guy. Over in that spot, you probably not
the other guy. He has a name, Rock Orlando,
Odyssey Jones.
Thank you.
Or what was the name, Brent? What name did you say? Orlando Jordan? Is that what you said?
No, I said Jones. I got the last name right. I got the first name off.
Anyway, here's the deal. We're supposed to do an abbreviated version of the show, and I'm really stretching to make sure we can get Tim's picks on here, but he's still not back yet. So we're just going to dive into some action and talk about some matches that are coming up this Saturday live, 1 p.m. Eastern for Bash in Berlin on the Peacocks and the WWE Network Worldwide. We'll start with this one. The WWE Women's Tag Team titles are going to be on the line. The Unholy Union, Alba Fire, and Isla Dawn take on Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill. What's our thinking on this one?
I think we knew that the rematch was going to take place after Jade and Bianca had lost it in the previous what was it, Money in the Bank?
No,
just before Money in the Bank, because we were saying Jade was probably going to be in it.
Backlash?
Clash at the Castle. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was the two Scots, the English and the Scots woman who won it. But ever since they won it there, we were kind of like, okay, Bianca and Jade will get their title shot. So we know it's been coming. They don't really need it, though.
No, but it's the match you had to go back to.
Right. You have to kind of tie up that loose end, because otherwise it's constantly hanging out there of like, hey, why didn't they get a rematch? Why haven't they been fighting for the belt? I don't think this is where we get like a start of a splinter between the two.
No.
I think it's just in this you have Alba and Isla just be maybe a little more cunning, maybe a little more skirting of rules in a sense to be able to keep the belts here and still keep Bianca and Jade looking strong.
Yeah, and you could also get someone else to interfere and maybe cost Bianca and Jade. I don't know if we're going to get a splinter between the two. I think right now, for media purposes, throwing the both of them out there together, Bianca and Jade, it's working. They got some real, like, chemistry.
Well, and the thing is you don't even have to splinter it. If you want to do a Mania match with the two, you've got time, and it can almost be one of those kind of friendly competitions where it's you can kind of do the whole Bianca and Bayley thing where it's like, okay, you want to do this? Well, I'll one-up you. But it's done in more of a friendly way than it is like a rival slash, you know, I'm going to try and sabotage you kind of way. It's just you have two amazing athletes there, and it's just, yeah, put it out on display, and it's just like, all right, you took this one, now let's try something else. And then it leads up to a match where you just have two good athletes taking on one another, if you want to go that route.
Or case you could have Bianca win the title off of Nia at some point and Jade win a Rumble.
Yep, that would also be feasible, but like nothing needs to be done right away. They have lots of time to...
They do have lots of time. Yeah. Who's winning this match, though?
I'm going to go Unholy Union.
Yeah, I feel like they're going to retain through shenanigans.
I just think there's more that you can do with them in terms of like putting people together to face them. Bianca and Jade are kind of like you climb the mountain to take them down.
Yeah, you could have people from Raw interfere if need be, because they've been making some waves with the Unholy Union winning the belt. So maybe someone tries to interfere and just screws Bianca and Jade out of the opportunity, because why not?
Yeah, just hopefully not the
PCFs.
Yeah,
something.
It tells you how impactful that team name is when we go, God, what is it?
Pure Collective.
I thought it was Pure Something Collective.
PTC. PFC. Pure Something Collective.
Pure Fusion.
Pure Fusion. Okay.
That's what it is. It's Pure Fusion Collective. And it's just one of those things like, when you hear that, you kind of look like, huh? It's the same with that new trio of JC Jane, Fallon Henley. And Nyx. I can't remember her first name.
And what was their name? Because I actually like that name better.
I'm looking it up right now. Hang on. Just give me a second.
Because it was a name that they said, oh, it's a trademark, and they were going to use it for the Pure Fusion Collective. It's like, no.
Fatal Influence.
I like Fatal Influence. That actually could be something.
I like the name of it. The logo is weird with the stylized F. Like, when they put it up on the screen, I went, that's it?
But I think that name could work, because it's not Toxic Attraction, but Fatal Influence kind of has the same ring for JC Jane. She can get that over. I think she can get that over.
Yeah, I think she can get it over. I think Fallon is a good person to put with them, and I like the mentality they have of, we're wrestlers, we cut our teeth, we went through all of this, and you have all of these athletes getting these tryouts and trying to like one up us, except they have an athlete. But they acknowledge the fact of like she's come to get from the learning tree, essentially.
That's a bad phrase.
She's come to learn from the veterans, and
they've taken her under their wing to show her the ways of the wrestler and not the athlete.
Right, and she is showing proper respect to them is the big deal.
Carrying them bags.
Yep. Being that young girl for them.
Also, hi, Tim.
God. Brock, don't say it like that.
That's the whole point.
I know.
Hi, Tim.
Nope.
Oh.
Oh, wait. It's low, but we can hear something.
Try it again. Hi, Tim. He's way too low and far in the background. Can't.
It's like that Looney Tunes cartoon where you see, like, the little person that's like way off in the distance, just barely talking like this.
Also trying to do the hi Tim. It's like a lot of effort and energy. I don't know. That's just
hi Tim.
It hurts a little bit trying to get all that energy up to do that. I don't. Well,
Rock, it's because you don't normally have a soul. So when you do that, it like hurts where that would normally be.
Ugh, fuck you, Brent. Anyway. We're gonna try. Hopefully, Tim can hear us and maybe try again. Okay, if not, we'll circle back and get his pick for the tag team title match for the women. We'll stick with tag teams. It's the mixed tag team match. It's the Terror Twins of Damian Priest and Rhea Ripley taking on the Judgment Days, Dirty Dom and Liv Morgan. What are your thoughts on this one, guys?
Go for it, Cash.
I think that Damian and Rhea are going to get a little bit of, like, they're going to get... No, let's switch that around. Dominic and Liv are going to get a little bit of comeuppance, but I think in the end there will be shenanigans at play, and the Judgment Day will come away with the victory, because I don't think it's over yet, and I don't see them winning right off the bat. I think there just needs, like, Finn's going to want to make Damian suffer just a little bit longer.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. They're not ready to have the Damian-Finn match, which is going to be the ultimate end of this, of course. Mm-hmm. I feel like for this, you have, like, Damian and Rhea get their hands on Dom and Liv, which is what you want to see.
Yeah, that's going to be the big pop.
They'll beat the hell out of them for a little while. The fans are going to love it. But ultimately, the Judgment Day, like you said, is going to come out and cost them in some way, whether that's Carlito and JD provide the initial distraction and Finn screws Damian, and that kind of continues that whole arc, because I don't need to see Liv pinning Rhea again, because in my mind that kind of goes, okay, now Rhea needs to get that really big win in this feud, because she already got screwed with the chair to lose the title. If she takes the loss here, even with the interference, I still go, okay, that's twice that she's been kind of the victim here. She'll need to get one over on Liv. But I think Damian can do that, because it's going to build eventually to Damian and Finn. What I want to see in the next week or two is either Damian and Rhea do something to start to negate the number advantage. You know, take out a Carlito, make sure that those two, you know, the two stooges are locked in the clubhouse, so that when Finn interferes, it's just Finn and he kind of has that, oh shit, kind of moment. Mm-hmm. Or they find someone who doesn't like the Judgment Day as much either, and they can kind of help provide a little bit of backup to even the numbers a bit. Because if it's just going to be 5-on-2 the whole time, that gets a little tiring, because it's just like, oh, they get beat down again. Oh, the numbers advantage again. Where I think Damian and Rhea, even though they talk about, you know, Damian's from the street and he's used to kind of that, he would be smart enough to be like, okay, I'm getting beat down a lot. I need a little help or something to help negate the numbers a bit.
Yeah, it's going to have to be a thing. All right, officially, Casey, who are you picking for this one?
Judgment Day.
Brent.
Judgment Day are going to sneak away with a win on this one.
And Dom gets to become even more insufferable, talking about how he got a pin on Damian.
Can he be more insufferable?
I think if he gets a pin on Damian, yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
He'll be like, I just pinned the former world champ. I deserve a title shot. And then he'll turn around and be like, oh, wait, it's Gunther. Maybe not.
I want to see that moment where it's like, I deserve a title shot. And the guys behind him are like, yeah! And you just see Liv going, honey, you're going to get killed. Like, so, we've got the numbers. And then you'll have, you know, Ludwig Kaiser sitting there just kind of like, I don't even need to do anything.
Right.
<Yeah. laughs> All right, up next, it is CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre one more time, this time in a strut match.
These two are going to beat the shit out of each other, and I'm here for it.
We're going to see welts, like, over top of them tattoos.
Oh, God. Well, and the thing is, I know people were comparing this to the, you know, dog collar match that he did with the other company, and they were kind of like, you know, oh, I don't know about that. And it's like, no. I've seen Drew beat up Karrion with a strap. I saw Punk with a chain. These two guys are going to put on a match and just want to beat the shit out of each other for just visuals. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good.
Does CM Punk get his win here, Kish?
Feel like because of the added stipulation and how, because Drew got the win in the last one, I'm trying to think of like if they have this and do one more rubber match, but it's hard to escalate a gimmick on top of a gimmick.
But
there's one big one if you want to.
Yeah, but
okay. So this is the four corner strap match. So you have to touch all four corners.
Oh, they're putting okay. that one in. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I love that rule.
So you can get the sneaky win from Punk.
Yeah, that changes things.
I can see him now doing the Nikita Koloff finish, or like the Sting style finish, where like Drew is hitting the corners and Punk is like going behind him and hitting it behind, like as Drew hits it, like a second later, Punk's hitting the same corner,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be one of those where like Drew's going for the last one and Punk does like a stinger splash over him and hits the buckle.
Yeah.
Or Drew accidentally claymores him back and he hits it and then Punk will win and you just have that moment of Drew of like, I just got screwed. But he did it to himself.
Okay. Yeah, I like all of that. I'm gonna pick Punk just because I wanna see that shenanigan win and then have them like cap off this feud.
Brent, you going Punk as well?
I'm going Punk, and like I mean, just talking that way, that's how I have it in my head, and it's the way that you get to the third match, because if Drew takes the first two, there's no reason for him to have a third match. Even if Punk needles him, Drew can just go, I've beaten you twice, I have nothing to prove.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas right. with this, if he gets screwed, it's like, no, I need to prove I'm better.
Okay, so Tim is picking CM Punk, the Judgment Day, and the Unholy Union.
So, all right, all three okay. of us have gone 3-for-3 on those already.
I'm gonna make this a bold statement because I want to get to All In here in a few minutes. We have two world title matches: Gunther and Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens. Do we see either man losing their championship?
No,
I don't.
I see Gunther still holding the belt, especially because it is in Germany. I know he's Austrian, but it's close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got it. He's going to have a bit more of a run, and I think it needs to be someone a little more... Like, Randy is conniving. It needs to be someone plucky to beat Gunther, like a Sammy.
Yeah,
I agree.
And with Cody, I like the teases that they have, and they acknowledge, you know, Kevin has turned on a lot of people before, and his acknowledgement on SmackDown on Friday was fantastic. Everyone really had it coming, except for you, Kofi. I'm apologizing again for you.
And I like Sami Zayn twice.
Yeah, Sami Zayn twice.
Yeah, but that video package was great.
Sami was kind of a dick, at
the
one point.
Time.
He may have deserved it. Yeah, the first time, that was just Kevin getting his opportunity.
Yeah, of course.
But it's one of those things, like, I like the teases where it's like, yeah, he had the belt and he started to charge towards Cody, but it was to chuck the belt at him and bring, you know, like, beckon Grayson Waller in. So you have Cody sitting there the whole time going, am I going to get turned on? But I wonder if it's just more along the lines of, like, Cody just needs to be on edge. He doesn't need, you know, it's not that playful like we talked about earlier, like, oh, okay, it's just two guys kind of fighting for the belt, but we're buddy. Like, he talked Kevin into fighting for this. Kevin's a prize fighter, but it's in the back of his head. He just needs to be like, I just need to keep my head on a swivel. That's all.
He's bringing this on himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim is also agreeing.
Okay.
So I think you all went the same straight down the line.
All five are the same, but
That's never good.
It's never good, but it's also the way that the storylines are. It just means they're taking you to where conceivably what the next step should be. Now, if Drew McIntyre beats Punk, am I going to be like, oh, this is horrible storytelling? No. Basically, you know, just the way that they tell it, hopefully it makes sense.
Right, and a couple of the matches, you know, the women's tag can go either way.
Mm-hmm. The yep. mixed tag could go either way.
Yeah, so there's it might not just be a straight, you know, as it was predicted on the show, or it could be very unpredictable.
Yeah.
We shall find out. But any other thoughts for Bash in Berlin before we go?
I want to see how the German fans are.
Oh, okay. Yes. That'll be interesting.
Because we've seen France. France had a good pop. We've seen London. London had a really good response.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen, like, pictures of when they're like, oh, they're doing, you know, like the holiday tour in Dusseldorf. And it's just like, okay, the crowd looks good, but it's like, I want to see if they kind of take that challenge from the previous international crowds and are like, we have to, you know, we have to meet this, or we have to step up to be the next one that they talk about.
So there you go. So with that being said, that will do it for WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere when you're listening live, because coming up in just a matter of moments will be CB Radio Not So Live, live reviewing everything that went down today at AEW All In. We'll break all the matches down, talk all the big news that happened on the show, and so much more. But our week continues tomorrow night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, The Rack is live to preview Bash in Berlin at 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday night, Brent, we're back?
Yes, this Friday, we are back with GM Battles. Rock and myself are competing for the last trophy or two to see who's going to ultimately take the GM battle in season five. We've gotten into five seasons, so...
We'll see how that goes. We'll be live 10 p.m. Eastern this Friday. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, is WTR game night. We'll figure out the game. Casey had got all the green jackets last night in golf with friends. Yeah. So there's that. Followed by CB Radio live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Sunday for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio to review everything that goes down at Bash in Berlin. So there you go. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim's on Twitter at Flames Forums. Tweet him. He'll share hockey and football and other wrestling related topics there and whatever else is on his mind. Casey's on the socials at
Kyle Driver. You can find me in all the socials at Kyle Driver.
There you go. Brent is on the social medias.
Yep, you can find me on X/Twitter, Instagram, Threads, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. One of those amalgamations.
Chad, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. Support the shop by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit code ROCKETSTOCK in the Fortnite item shop because hashtag epic partner. Don't go anywhere if you're listening live. CB Radio Not So Live will be live in about a minute and a half, so just hang out through the bumpers and the outros and all the things, and then we'll be live with another program. But for those listening on the archive of the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, this has been WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio, and hopefully by next week Tim has a working microphone. We'll see you next Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here for another edition of WTR Sunday Night. I take my throne and rule my kingdom.
WildTalkRadio.com.